Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How's it sound? Sound all right? Dell?
Not the best I've ever heard.
No? Do I need the other one in here, too? What's the matter with it?
Well, just get out of the closet. You need to come out of the closet.
I'm not coming out of the... Me and Tom Cruise, we're not coming out of the closet.
Wait, remember that one of your California South Park things where you guys have secret little things y'all do?
No, South Park. You don't remember that?
No, I remember. I knew where you were going with it. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not a little California thing. I'm not in. I'm an Oklahoma guy, which, by the way, is a totally red state. So you can stop already with my politics, my California politics. Okay.
No, so I wasn't even talking politics. I thought you were talking about little secrets that y'all know in California that we don't know. Your little inside Hollywood type stuff.
Does it sound better with two of them? I don't really. You know what? I don't know why. I'm in a carpeted room. It should be good. It should sound good. And when I was on Dell's show, it sounded great. I called Dell's show the other day just to test this out, to see how it worked with my phone.
Were you in the same room?
It was in California. Wow. No, but it sounded good, though, didn't it, Dell? On your show?
Sounded better than this, yes.
Wow. See, that's a problem. That's a problem.
That's fine. We'll just do it. The content, it's not, listen, it ain't the first time things didn't sound right on ESPN.
This is the first technical difficulty we've ever had.
It's not really a difficulty. It's just, you're clear. We know what you're saying. It's just
sound quality.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh.
It's not scratchy, at least.
Well, should I go to, maybe I'll go to Brick One or something. We'll see.
Well, I think it's more technology on your end. It's fine. It'll be fine. Yeah. It's what it is. Yeah.
All right. All right, so we got Rockets tonight against the clip joint tonight. Is this the start of the NBA Cup, right?
For the Rockets, yes. Initially, yeah. It started Tuesday, but this is the Rockets' first game.
Yeah, right. So you got the Clippers again. They're not very – how about – who was it? Oh, yeah, Ime. Somebody asked him, who does Tyree remind you of? He said Kawhi. And then yesterday, somebody asked Ime, who does Amen remind you of? And he said, Asar. But I can see that.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He really
yes,
he said did. That?
Yeah, yeah. He said, yeah, he reminds me of Asar. Well, which is
Kawhi,
that's a good,
man, that's an interesting one. I'd never thought about that.
Well, yeah, no, Kawhi is a better pure scorer, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah, then Tari in year two, yeah. Or actually, this is year three for Tari.
Right. But Tari does everything on the floor.
I don't know. Maybe he, at this stage of his career, maybe they were very similar. I mean, you know, he was playing with Tony Parker and Manu and Tim Duncan. So he was just kind of able to just do his thing. He coached the Spurs, too. Like, that was a Spur.
Right.
So he knows what he looks like. So if there's anyone who would know better than we would, it'd be... Very few people know better than we do on stuff because we're Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
because we're Hall of Famers. But he he's one of them. He's one of them.
Ime might know a little bit more. All right. Well, whatever.
Theoretically.
Yeah. And in his third year in the league, he averaged 12.8. He was a 38% three-point shooter, 52% from the field. 12.8 isn't, well, he did have all those Hall of Famers with him, so that's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Six rebounds.
I mean, the stats are always going to be a little, like, you can't just judge by stats. You have to judge how they play.
Well, I'm going to say that.
But
well,
I would say
Kawhi played on the defensive end, too.
Yeah, I would say Tari, and so does Tari.
Tari does, too.
Yeah. He may didn't say the name accidentally.
Did you see the stats when, before Amen and Tari got in the game, James Harden was unstoppable. And then he was undoing anythingable.
He was stoppable.
He was very stoppable. He was extremely stoppable. Tari averages 12.2 right now. Averages 5.6 rebounds. It's very close to what? 36.4 from three, 55% field goal percentage. It's very close to what Kawhi was doing his third year.
Sure, he's body type. The intensity he plays with defensively, I mean, I see where Ime's getting at. I'd never even thought about it, but he's a disruptive defensive player who can play you straight up, guard multiple positions.
He's also missed almost the whole season. That's very Kawhi-ish.
Sometimes it felt like Kawhi was doing it by, you know, choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, so, John, can I get you to do something?
What do you need?
Can you say the Rebels are alerted to our presence? Go ahead, say that. Say the Rebels are alerted to our presence.
No, what is that from?
Say it.
No.
Just say do it. Just do it, John.
The Rebels are alerted to our presence.
The Rebels are alerted to our presence.
The Rebels are
alerted. You sound like Darth Vader.
Yeah, you think he's inside a mask?
Yeah.
The Rebels are alerted to our presence.
You want to do Luke, I am your father? You want to try that
one? Try that one.
Luke, I am your father.
No, don't even add anything. Just do what you're doing.
Just do it?
Yeah.
Luke, I am your father.
I mean, the sound quality is like you're in the Darth Vader mask.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes.
That's good. That's good.
It's different because we've never had that.
It's imposing.
This show, you can't miss the show because you don't know what you're going to miss. Like, you could miss a guy doing a whole show in a Darth Vader mask. You don't know for sure what you're going to get.
You don't know.
I guarantee you, if you're listening to Sean and Seth, it's like, the Texans don't have this. And if Tommy Townsend does a better job of punting inside the 10, and we got a guy with a Darth Vader mask on. Well, at least that's what he might. You can't see him. Don't know.
Well, they can see him.
Yeah, but people, well right now, like 100 people can see him, or 60. But you don't know. Like, most people listening think, oh, my God, John, this is why they're in the Hall of Fame. You can't. Guys, are you listening to John and Lance? Because John's doing a whole show in a Darth Vader mask now. It's incredible. You see?
No. Again, I'm getting comments about my back. I'm at my daughter's house in the guest room, so you can all shut up. Okay. The baby will probably come in here at some point, so you can all just shut up. And you better watch your Twitter. You better watch your Twitch, your mouth.
I had to tell somebody to F off and then block them yesterday, a longtime listener, because I just, yesterday was a
bad. You were on one yesterday.
Yeah, I was.
Well, I know what, but the Astrodome, is this what ignites you?
No, I don't think that's what that was about. Astrodome irritated me. The Japanese pitcher irritated me until I realized he was 23.
Did Bobby Slowick get to you?
Not available. Well, the Slowick thing is always, like, even yesterday, it's just, I just feel sad for people who don't realize how hypocritical they are. You know, the idea that I was about 7 seconds. I was in one of those X-Lol, you know, listening. What are they even called, Dell, where you can invite people
spaces.
Spaces. And somebody said, you know, the one problem we have here, you can correct this. This is understandable. CJ's understandable. Bobby Slowick isn't. That time where I knew that if they got behind, Bobby Slowick couldn't bring them back. And I just thought, and Bobby Slowick couldn't find any touchdowns in the second half. And I'm like, all right, I'm getting out of here. Because the first thing is, Bobby Slowick can't bring you back. But if CJ Stroud had a big fourth quarter to come back from a game, no one said Bobby Stroud. No one ever says Bobby Slowick brought you back against Tampa Bay. Bobby Slowick brought you back against, you know, had a huge game against the Steelers last year. Like, and nor should you. He's a good, you can say he did a good job with keeping the defense off balance, but no one says things like Bobby Slowick. I mean, no one says CJ Stroud or Bobby Slowick can't bring you back from the fourth. He can't score. When they're scoring points, it's never the offensive coordinator. It's only the quarterback. But when they're not scoring, it's only the offensive coordinator, and it's not the quarterback who held on the ball and threw an interception. I mean, that's just stuff that irritates me. It's not, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. It's just, I get frustrated that there are actually people out there that aren't critical thinkers enough to know that, yeah, there's a play caller who's got to do a better job of keeping defenses off balance. And there's also a quarterback that's got to play better. Like, it's just so frustrating that people like that are in my ears.
Well, they're not in your ears. You subjected yourself to that.
I know.
Yeah, right.
And then I took them out of my
ears. You don't have to answer. You don't block. You just mute. And then nobody knows.
Well, I know.
You don't know how many people are muted. So listen.
I'm muted.
So here's one. This is Jacob. He's at Stroud for MVP. And let me see if this is I don't know that this is accurate. He said the Texans running on passing downs has been talked about all week. And I wanted to see how bad it was. The Texans have designed run on second and third and long, 7+ yards, 62 times so far this season. So it's second and seven or third and seven or more, and 62 times. Now, that's a little misleading because sometimes it's third and 25 and you're just going to run.
Yeah.
So that's
not a lot, but there are some.
But that happens. Right. That happens. So I would toss those out. You know, a makeable third downs would be 7 to 11 or 12 yards, right? Third, 12, second and 12, third and 12, maybe. That's anything more than that, right. 14, 15, 16, I think you're getting into, well, we're just going to run the ball and punt. Well, apparently they have 5 first downs on these 62 runs, which is 8%, and 18 runs for 0 or negative yards, which is 29%. You know, and in some, again, I would take out the really, really long. Is that something that should be, Bobby Slowick should be criticized for? If in fact, well, again, taking out the other one, is that something that Bobby Slowick should be
it's
criticized
just so,
for?
So like the play calling thing is so hard for it. Realistically, it's very hard for just the general fan to know. I mean, we can know that on, I think where we can comment on that is looking at predictability, looking at flow of defense, looking at doing something that has not worked all game. You know what I mean? Continuing to do that. Passing plays, it's really difficult because quarterbacks, that's probably the one that irritates me the most, because if you want to say Bobby Slowick running on a 3rd and 7, I got no problem with that. You know, if you want to say, but there are multiple routes.
Well, it depends. A 3rd and 7 where?
Well, I would tell you with C.J. Stroud, 3rd and 7 anywhere, because honestly,
3rd and 7 when you're down 3 and it's toward the end of the game, okay? Because
I'm trying to win a game. This is
Worried about not coming away with any points. Well,
you've got major issues. You've got major issues. If you got C.J. Stroud and you got to run,
takes sacks in those situations.
I know, but then you've got a major issue with C.J. Stroud then, or the offensive line, or C.J. Stroud. That's typically not a Bobby Slowick thing. But I'm just telling you, I got to trust. Like, you can't go in and start calling plays based on fear of quarterback getting sacked, because that's, you know, it's one thing you can to an extent, but Bobby Slowick has done this more than once. I think that there's legitimate criticism for Slowick with, I think he really gets tight as a play caller in certain, and I don't think right now he's being, because I've seen him do it, and I don't think he's being creative enough to keep teams. You don't have Nico Collins. Like, you have to be able to keep teams off balance by creating different entry points for the football, different opportunities. I've seen Leon Cohen do it for the Tampa Bay Bucks, and he had no wide receivers a couple weeks ago on Monday Night Football. So I think there are things that are legitimate. What I don't think is legitimate is saying there's nothing that the quarterback has done, that it's not on, nothing is on him. That's disingenuous. And then I think that it's when you comment on things that you don't know, because you don't see coverages, you don't know where CJ is supposed to go at the football, you don't see the route progression.
Okay.
Like, some of that stuff is on CJ, and it's just, it's frustrating that everyone thinks a catch-all. There's not one catch-all. Bobby Slowick is not going to, CJ's got to play better, but it starts with the offensive line has got to do
well. Obviously, the offensive line has got to play better. But how many times are they running in those situations that CJ should get out of it too? You know, CJ has the ability to pull and if he's got a look. He can get out of that
kill.
Run.
What he can do is he can kill to a second play. That's not exactly right. The same. Yeah. He can kill to a second play. That's right. And he's got to learn to do that. He's also got to learn to protect himself better in terms of learning when to change protections and recognize what's going on. I'm telling you, it's. I said this to Bucky Brooks yesterday on our podcast, and he agreed with me. The CJ Stroud I'm watching right now is just like the one I watched at Ohio State before the Georgia game. It was good, but it was not great. Unfortunately, I don't know how he slid back to this, and I think I do know.
Well, it's the offensive line.
I think it starts with the offensive line. I think not having Nico is a big deal. You're going to see Nico back, things are going to get a lot better.
These next three games, CJ is going to look great. CJ is going to look back like you. Of course, it's against lesser talent.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
Just do it.
I don't care either. I'm a little bit nervous about this Cowboy. Well, we got Monday to talk about it, too, but if the Cowboy – goodness gracious – they can't. They just can't. They just can't lose to this Cowboys team. It's too crappy. This team is too crappy. We got a break. GimmeTheVin.com is what we're talking about now. GimmeTheVin.com has another website. So it's GimmeTheVin.com, GimmeTheVin.com, right? Well, that's GMTV, GimmeTheVin.com, GMTV. Well, now they got GMTVCC.com, GMTVCC. Do you have a collector vehicle or a classic vehicle? Because GimmeTheVin.com will buy it from you. And that's where you establish the market, right? And that is something that you have to do. If you've got an old classic car, GMTVCC.com. It's really cool. I'm telling you, John Clay Wolf, he loves collector vehicles. He's going to pay more for collector vehicles. If you want to put it out there for him, he will. I'm telling you, he's going to bid it up. Because you never know what a collector car is going to get. So maybe you're going to make out big, big, big here. And then he'll go and try. He'll fix it up and try and sell it at auction, and he'll see what he can get. But that's the way to do it. Get as much as you can. But one thing you got to do with your regular car or with your classic, you got to go to GiveMeTheVin.com or GMTVCC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So we got a couple of sound bites here from CJ and D'Amico. Let's start with CJ. And I agree with CJ on this one. He has been in the past. He really hasn't been a game changer this season like he was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, it's hard to blame him. It's really, really hard to blame him because no Nico, no Steph. The offensive line's been terrible. I mean, I don't know how you put it all on CJ Stroud, but CJ had a chance to win the game the other day and he blew it. Okay. That was one for sure. CJ had to take a lot of that blame. In the other games, in the Packer game, in the Minnesota game, the O line was just, and in the other three losses, the O line was just crap. Here he is talking about being a game manager, and he says, "No, I'm not a game manager."
Yeah, I think for me, I try to not only just make plays, but, try to take care of the football and, do the right things to, win the game. And, sometimes they go their way, sometimes they don't. So, that means a lot. And, I think I'm not just a game manager. I can be a game changer. And, sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. And for me, I'm going to keep the swag. And kind of just like what I told y'all last year, like Steph Curry can go 0 for whatever, but he's going to keep shooting. So, that's for me. I'm going to just keep shooting, keep trusting myself, keep trusting the talent God gave me. And, the one of the biggest things, too, is my teammates trust me. Me and Dalton talked the other day, and, he has the utmost respect in me, and I have the utmost respect in him. And I needed to hear that, that just, the team still rallies behind me, and they still, want me to be at the helm and love me, through the thick and the thin. So, yeah, it feels good to, still have the backs of my teammate and, to be able to go out there on Sundays and do what I need to do to win the game.
Well, I'm,
I don't have any, but CJ doesn't. I mean, I don't know. I had we're acting,
still got his back.
We're acting. Texans fans are acting like Astros fans. Like there's this is some kind of we've been here and done this for years and years and although Astros fans will tell you don't panic. You know what? This is the difference. Astros fans get unusually and almost annoyingly cavalier to poor play because they're like, and I guess that's what happens when you've been there, done that for so long. Actually, I guess it makes sense because when you've done it for so long, you just don't panic. Like, you don't panic. Texans fans, the sky is falling for anything.
But when, every Texans game is a 10-game.
Yeah.
It's 10 games.
No, that's right. That's right. And that's true. That's true. That's so, the difference is it's a one football game is a tenth of the season.
Yeah.
In baseball. But, well, not a tenth of the season, but almost, it's there. Yeah, it's around there.
Yeah, right.
And so I get that, but it's like we're still on the way up. But it's you just what worked last year and what isn't working this year. Not and you read the stats. They're actually moving the ball better than you think. They just don't. They shut down earlier, and they don't finish. Last year they had many more explosive plays as in the passing game. And this year, scheme has taken that away. Defensive scheme has helped take that away. And a lack of and well, I mean, the two high safety looks that they're getting. But then also, yeah, you're right, Nico. I mean, the guy who makes those plays. Nico Collins is the guy who makes
his
those
last
plays.
Play before he got hurt was a 60, 70, whatever it was, 60-yard touchdown.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, you're missing the element of that created because then you don't have to have long, drawn out drives. The key in the NFL is explosiveness, and the other key is how do you convert once you get on the positive side of the field, anywhere on the other side of the 50. And the Texans right now are, you know, and that's where I think that's where Slowik deserves some criticism. You can say, hey, you know, you got to keep your foot moving forward. You can't let off the gas. I wonder how much we talked about C.J. Stroud, John, and how much CJ has been impacted by the pass rush, how his feet aren't set as much, how he's throwing a little hurried and rushed. They say he's – one of the people I talked to said he's not – who watches quarterbacks closely – said he's not getting through his progressions at the right tempo. Sometimes he's rushing through and sometimes he's going slow, like he's not processing. And he believes that's all a function of him getting a little bit rattled because of the protection. Now, he'll sit in a pocket. He sits in a pocket. But when it's collapsing in, CJ's got to get rid of the ball. He's got to do a better job of getting rid of the ball. But the point I'm making is I wonder if Bobby Slowik at all, because if I were a play caller, I would be thinking about the pressure. Like it would impact me. There's certain things I might not call. But a good play caller, a real play caller, should be able to trust the offensive line and say, look, because there are times the line has good reps, John. Let's not, this isn't hyperbole. They get guys blocked plenty of times, but when they don't, it's very, very noticeable. I don't think you can change up what you do as a play caller, but I know I would. I would be going like, I don't think they're going to get it blocked. I got to change some things. And now what have you done? You've limited yourself what you can do. Because of how the line has blocked it up, I would be impacted as a play caller. I think CJ has been impacted as a play caller. I think not having Nico Collins would impact me as a play caller. So that's why I'm a little hesitant to just panic too much about all this because I think a lot of that is going to change with the offensive line with getting Kenyon Green out and getting Nico Collins back. I think it's going to change. I think you do too, based on what you were saying earlier this week.
No, I think CJ is going to have these three games. It's going to be huge. If Nico is back, I think that then CJ takes off again. I mean, that's his whoopee now. I mean, Nico is he's one of the best wide. He was the best wide receiver in the league when he went down. The best. So losing that is a big deal. That's a big deal. That's a big deal for Bobby Slowik. It's a big deal for CJ. It's a big deal for that offensive. It's a big deal for the whole offense, everybody. So we got to, you know, take it with it. They're going to be 9-4, and we're not going to be freaking out like we are right now. Now, the fact of the matter is you're not playing Jacksonville or Tennessee in the postseason. So you know what? You want to see them play. They dominated the best team in football in the first half the other night. They dominated them.
I just want to see
them. And then they fell apart in the second half.
Yeah, they dominated.
In large part because of CJ. And you know what? I don't. And we've seen CJ in the final minutes against New Orleans. We've seen him against, Atlanta. He's won a couple of games in the final minutes, and we're like, I mean, that's this guy. This guy's got it. He didn't lose that. He just gagged the other night. He just sucked the other night. That's all.
He did, and it's okay to say that. It doesn't make you anti-CJ. It doesn't mean that you have to jump off of your fire Bobby Slowick train. You can stay on your train, but you can also mention, hey, the quarterback needs to play a little better. I mean, that has nothing to do with play caller or wide receiver or offensive line when CJ held it forever and then threw late. It was just he didn't throw on time and he allowed Carlton Davis to range over. That should never happen. That should never, ever happen. That should be a touchdown 100 out of 100 times.
Yep.
And it just wasn't. And it's okay to say, you know, CJ didn't play his best. What you said, though, do we fully recognize what the Texans did to the Lions? Like, they took their running game completely away. They forced Jared Goff. Jared made some bad mistakes, but they really rattled Jared Goff's cage, and that's without Will Anderson. And so, you know, a lot of credit goes to D'Amico and Matt Burke for what they did in the defense. They didn't hold up at the end of the game, but they had done their part. It was really up to the offense to score in the second half. It was up to them to score. The defense did their part. You should have beaten the best team in football because it's not the Chiefs. The Chiefs aren't the best team in football with their lucky-ass streaks of blocked field goals.
Well,
oh, my God. Buffalo gets him this week.
Somebody is really good when he's an underdog, and that would be Patrick Mahomes. So we'll talk about that on the other side. But right now we've got to talk about Gulf Coast Windows. We've got to talk about the best window in the market. We're talking about who's the best. Okay, the Chiefs organization has been the best, won the last two Super Bowls. That's great. You know who's been doing it for 36 years in this city? Jim Fiume. I mean, that's business now. Jim Fiume been doing business. And Jim Fiume is, I mean, when you look at the Google, when you look at the Better Business Bureau, when you look at all the reviews, when you just talk to people that have dealt with Gulf Coast Windows, you talk about the quality. There is no higher quality window in the market, period. Okay. You can get the hurricane window. It's a hurricane window. It's literally a hurricane window. So you're looking for the best window in the market, be it the wood, the aluminum, whatever window you're looking or door that you're looking for. You go through that showroom, you pick it out, you save money because your air conditioning is never going to escape. You are privacy, beauty, security. Okay, you get all of those things. You get those things every single time you buy a Gulf Coast window. Tell Jim Fiume that you heard it right here. And oh, by the way, the doors are unbelievable as well. 713-849-5454 or gulfcoastwindows.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, so did you watch that game last night? Pretty good one.
Watched some of it. My wife and I.
It was a bad football game the first half.
Wow,
bad.
I was keeping up through my tracker. My wife and I went to Hidden Omakase for a little Hall of Fame celebration dinner. We hadn't done that, so we went right downstairs to Hidden Omakase, which got they got some award. They didn't get a star, but they got an award. They get a star and award from the Michelin Guide here in Houston. The food's great. It's expensive. You know, it's a tasty menu. But
you're a Hall of Famer. You deserve.
Yeah, I mean, I deserved it. And so I was looking at my phone throughout, and I had Jalen Hurts in fantasy. Other than that, I had some underdog fantasy stuff. I was sweating, which didn't work out. But I saw a lot of the second half. Well, actually, more fourth quarter.
Saquon just took it over.
He took it over. And Jaden Daniels really had some issues. He may hit a little bit of a rookie wall here. Caleb Williams still has time to take over that award and really lock down rookie. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Kamari Laster would win it before he does. This award is Jaden Daniels, but it's one of the reasons I liked the Philadelphia Eagles. Yesterday I went with the and they didn't even cover. I went with Washington and the upset. But when I did my award stuff, the midseason awards for NFL.com, I looked at the schedule and I said, okay, can Philadelphia catch Washington? And they have two games against Washington. I said, yeah, I think they can win both those games. And the reason is they just – isn't it amazing, John? I was thinking about this running back, right? Jordan Mason kind of showed you don't have to have – like, you can go find running backs. You can see it all over the league. It's all over the league. You can – Raheem Mostert, you see how the way that Miami, their running backs are, things like that. But it's weird because –
And
it's almost dumb to give a running back a second contract. It's almost dumb to do it. You just draft them, and even if you want to draft them in the first round, let them play for 5-6 years with you and then let them walk. And yet, certain instances with, I think, McCaffrey because of being dynamic, Saquon Barkley dynamic, there are very small instances with certain teams where it is absolutely a great buy. Derrick Henry. I mean... They can still make a major difference on certain teams.
But there's only a handful of those guys.
So only a handful of guys and only a handful of teams where, like, Philadelphia needed a guy who could take some pressure off of Jalen and make it easier for him to make short throws. And, like, he's been a game changer. Derrick Henry's been a game changer for Baltimore. He allows things to be much easier for Lamar Jackson. Christian McCaffrey will find out. But obviously last year he made it easier on Brock Purdy. It's one of these weird things where you don't need, like, you don't value him at all, or you really value him in certain situations for certain teams. It's almost no in between.
All right,
and Joe Mixon's been a big deal for the Texans too.
Oh, he's been huge. What a difference maker. So,
by the way, before we go any further, you have to acknowledge this. The YouTube comments on our YouTube stream, somebody said, hey, John always tells everyone else to get a new phone and their phone sucks. How about you get a new microphone and your microphone sucks? So they just want
my microphone is just fine.
They just want to tell you it's time you got a little taste of your own business.
How about suck it? That's how about that? Golly, wow. Golly. So that was the first game of three games that have both teams have 70% or higher win percentage. The other two games are Baltimore and Pittsburgh and Kansas City and Buffalo. So we got three matchups. And we got, man, Patrick Mahomes is an underdog. He's 12-1-1 against the spread as an underdog in his last 14 games. 12-1-1. Yeah, against the spread as an underdog. And he's 11-3, heads up. I mean, straight up. So he just wins as an underdog. He just wins. It's what he does. How about Sunday Night Football though? Do you know what the under over was? Because the Texans and Lions scored 49 points. Was it 50? Was it 50, 51? What was the under over? We don't know.
I think it was at that number. I'll find out.
How about that? In the last 48 games, the unders are 8-2 this season, and since 2022, 35-13 is the under on Sunday Night Football. 73%.
Under on Sunday Night Football, that percentage?
Under is 73%. 8-2, 80% this year.
Woo.
That's incredible. I wonder why Thursday Night Football, you're getting more scoring on Thursday Night Football when you have less time to prepare than you are on Sunday Night Football.
Competitive matchups, which I haven't. My theory, if I want to say that it's anything other than it's just, you know, coincidence, I guess my theory would be when they set the schedule up, you're setting up better teams, and when they're playing, it's like a playoff atmosphere, and they maybe play it tighter and tougher. Maybe that.
Could be. That could be it. Yeah, because it's a lot of Sunday Night Football gets the premier game. They get the premier game of the week, usually, or one of the premier games of the week. That Thursday Night Football has been a lot of we need to have, you know, they need to be on national television once. Here, we'll throw the Jags on Thursday Night TV, right? So that happens a lot.
But not Sunday night, and they'll flex out of that game.
Not Sunday night ever.
Of the year. Yeah,
the Cowboys have already been flexed out of Sunday night.
Cowboys need to get flexed out of the league right now.
No, they're Okay, now we got them Monday night, and I'm starting to worry about this game. All right,
here comes the inevitable panic.
Well,
by the way, 49.5 was the total on Sunday.
Oh, so it went under.
It went under.
So it went under because it was 49. Yeah, it's inexplicable. Other than you got two really good offensive teams in the Texans and the Lions, and it still went under.
Mm-hmm.
That still goes under on Sunday night. You just got good football. I think you're right. It's good matchups against evenly and really good teams.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think they just play it tougher. Yeah. The intensity is higher, all that stuff.
Yeah, all of that stuff. 713-780-3776 is the number. Just an FYI, we didn't mention it, but Nico did practice yesterday.
Yeah, he's back.
Well, he practiced last week too.
Yeah, but this time it means something.
It just means
more on Thursdays.
No,
he didn't practice last Thursday.
He
was back on Friday when they took him off.
He practiced on Friday.
Thursday's your sign.
So Thursday, then we know he's going to
really
be there.
Are you really scared of the Cowboys and Trey Lance?
Well, I'm really scared of Kamari Lassiter not being there. And Stingley has a knee. How's that? How's that taste? How's that? Now what do you think about
fine.
That?
It's fine.
Oh, is it?
Nothing some tape and some of that title spray can't help out. And we got really? Magic spray probably from the Premier League.
Remember Stingley's is spray? A hip. Stingley is a hip.
Ooh, his hip's
and he has limited participation. Or he did not participate. Lasser didn't participate. Fatukasi, Stingley, Autry, and Will Anderson again.
Oh, it's not like those guys make a difference on defense.
Goodness.
Read
gracious.
That list again. It's like the most important
it's all
players.
The best players. Will Anderson, Danico Autry, Fatukasi, Lassiter, Stingley. Their best defensive players are five of them did not participate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, let's see what Friday holds.
Well, Autry was rest, not injured. Yeah. So that's good. That's good.
I'm getting worried that Will Anderson's not gonna play.
Again, with that ankle.
I'm getting worried that Will won't play. I mean, honestly, if it's up in the air, I don't play him. I let him have another week. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, because Autry did a fine job.
And you should be able to beat the Cowboys without Will Anderson. So all things considered now, I don't give that. I'm not saying that about Nico. Nico's got to get back.
I don't know if you remember. How are the Jets? Good football team?
They have talent.
Do they? And how?
They have more talent than the Cowboys.
They're a good football team.
They're not a good football team. They just have talent. They have better talent than the Cowboys. Here's who they have: Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. This is just on offense. Here's who the Cowboys have: Trey Lance, Cooper Rush. They have CeeDee Lamb. They have who's their second? Who's their number two?
Rico Dowdle.
Rico Dowdle. And who's their number two receiver right now?
No one knows that.
Is it still Gallup? Where's Gallup? Is Gallup still there?
Well, no one knows.
They stink. That's the difference between the two. They don't have people who – they don't have a way to exploit your weaknesses. That's my biggest thing. That's why I don't worry about them so much. And you definitely don't have – you don't have Quinnen Williams. You do have, obviously, Michael Parsons, which is
– And he's back. He was back last week.
It's not great.
And so – and that's going to be – that is going to be
– Sauce or Trayvon Diggs? Who do you like better, Sauce or Trayvon?
Sauce,
of course. Huh. Yeah, it's just not. Who do you like better? Well, I think from a coaching standpoint, Ulbrich or McCarthy, but at least the team hasn't turned on.
But there's Ulbrich. No excusing what happened in New York. The Jets.
There's no excusing.
Winning
the
got
Jets,
beat 31-6 the next week. They stink.
Yeah. Right, the but, Jets but the terrible. Jets were a 2-point favorite. Yeah, the Jets were a favorite, and we thought the Jets would win and cover, which they
but
did
because of the Texans' issues, not because we thought the Jets were good.
I think I was worried about how the Texans match up with the Jets. Yeah, because of some of their issues.
I think losing to the Jets means not that they will lose the Cowboys, but anyone who's nervous can be because anything's on the table. You lose to that awful Jets team, anything's on the table. The Texans have had one of those losses. Every year. They lost to the Carolina Panthers. That means any loss is on the table.
Yeah. No, absolutely. If that offensive line doesn't, if they disrupt CJ, I don't know how they're going to score,
have
though.
You seen
I really
the,
don't.
Well, you guys are acting like the Cowboys
I don't know
don't
how
exist.
The Cowboys are going to score.
You guys are acting like the Cowboys don't exist. Now do the Cowboys season, Dell. Now go through, he's in there talking to, he's in there talking to Melissa from our Spanish. They're not our sister station, but kind of, because they're in the same building. And now all of a sudden, Del can't listen to our show because he's like,
no.
"Oh, really?
Oh, no, Melissa? Melissa's there.
Oh, hi, yeah. Melissa. Oh, me? Don't mind me. I'm just pushing buttons and everything." Hey, Del.
You yelling at me about
something? Yeah, stop. Yeah. I said, stop flirting with Melissa and get on our show and do our show.
I'm flirting? You want to have this conversation?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I just talked to Melissa.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? You're in there like, the Texans could lose. And he plants seeds of doubt and fear.
And so what's your problem
now? And then
he
takes the headphones off like, yeah, Melissa, it's cold outside. Yeah, yeah.
She came in and said it was cold. I didn't bring up the weather. She did.
Oh,
I didn't even know that's what you said. I guessed. And
it's
I knew
what
it would be.
Melissa had an issue
with. Freezing. Del, she's freezing when it's 70.
Del, how did you know Melissa was cold?
Because she,
said
it, John.
That's too much.
That's too much out of you, by the way.
By the way, you can't just say stuff because you're in Oklahoma.
Yeah. And she can't hear you because my mic is on, hear what you said.
Oklahoma's a sanctuary state for
it's
John.
It's a red state.
It's John's sanctuary state. I can say whatever I want in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's right. Oklahoma's a safe space.
You know,
I like calling it John's sanctuary state. John's got a few of them. Idaho, where you're like, I can say literally anything I want.
Wyoming.
Time for me to talk about Doc Linville. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the greatness that is Doc Linville. I'm talking about, listen, you got, for those of you that are watching, you got below your eyelids, below your eyebrows, there's a lot of skin building up, and Doc can take that out of there. And so you don't look older or whatever. I don't know. I don't know why he does that. In here.
Eyelids for kids could use that. It's got some extra.
Eyelids for kids, then Doc can donate those eyelids to the kids. Your hair, your hairline, he worked with mine, and I love what he did for me, and you'll love what he does for you. Neografting is the only way to go. I'm telling you, the other way, the cutting and the pasting is awful, and it hurts. Holy crap, does it hurt. And at least scarring. Neografting, no scarring whatsoever. And then there is the PRP, which just stimulates the growth. So one is a fertilizer and one is resodding. Okay. But it's resodding with your own hair. So look, if you're looking for the best way to look better, feel better. Yeah. How about he's got something that'll help your abs, your fat, your belly fat. How about that? He's got that as well. While you're getting your stuff done, you use this thing. Holy crap. I've done it. Wow. It definitely grabs, and it is going to help your body fat. You're looking for the best way to feel better, look better. There's one place to go, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I was being reprimanded during the break, okay? And I apologize for anything I may have said.
Don't apologize to me.
Anything I may have said that was out of order, I apologize for.
Who, by the way, who used to say analytics? Was that Lovey?
That was Cully.
It was Cully? Okay. No. We haven't talked about analytics forever. I just saw ESPN analytics chances to get number one pick in 2025, Giants 1. Patriots 2, Jaguars 3, Titans 4, and Raiders 5. You know what? Or actually, no.
I'll put the Raiders higher.
Actually, it's no. Well, it's just the percentages, but yeah, for right now. And what's going to be weird is I don't think this is a quarterback draft. So I haven't kind of studied it yet. We'll see. I can already tell though, the Shador stuff is going to overwhelm draft coverage.
He's going to be the number one pick.
It's going to. He could. Yeah, he could. He's not. He's not very mobile.
Holds the ball.
Holds the ball. Deion won't let him go certain places. Like, I don't know if he'd let him go the Giants. He's already told you, I'm not letting him go play certain places, and I'm not letting Travis Hunter play certain places. He's never played for anybody other than Deion. I mean, there's just a lot of questions. There's a lot of questions about this, and teams don't want it. Like, you got to be special for them to want to put up with all this crap that they have to put up with. You got to have some special to you. And I don't know if Shador's special. I got to watch them close before I really make that determination. On TV watching, I don't see special. I see good college quarterback, and there's been a lot of those guys. But, you know, I didn't think, you know, I don't know. There's been we'll see what happens. Every year, I don't see a lot of special quarterbacks actually coming through the draft and in general. So I definitely don't think there's any special ones here. I think Carson Beck should go to school. I talked to a buddy of mine who's in the NIL space. He said Quinn Ewers, if he went back to school, would make between $3 and $5 million if he went to a very specific team in the Big 10.
$3 and $5 million? Did you see?
No. Just from the school, basically $3 to $5 yeah. million. Anything beyond that, that his agent, that Ron could get for him, would be separate.
Did you see Bryce Underwood's five-star LSU QB commit? Bryce Underwood just posted this to his IG story. Number one QB likely to decline Michigan's $10.5 million offer.
By the way, that's the Big Ten team I was talking about.
Yeah. $10.5 million offer.
Well, that's probably over a certain amount of years.
He's currently committed to LSU. He's a Michigan kid. So it's obviously a big deal for them, for him to leave the
it
state.
It also could be that's what his agent or whoever's a number that they're putting out there. I'm just telling you, behind the scenes, Quinn could go get 3 to 5 from Michigan.
But just on this kid alone.
Oh, absolutely. 3 to 5.
If Michigan's offering it, what's so appealing about playing for Brian Kelly?
I don't know. Who said Brian Kelly's going to be there more than
a Heisman Trophy winner last year?
Yeah, but.
I mean, he had a Heisman Trophy winner.
So did Ogeron. He got kicked out of the state.
Ed Ogeron did. Lincoln Riley did.
How about they throw the ball a lot? They don't run the ball ever.
Well, I'm not talking about Michigan. He didn't have to go to Michigan.
Well, for a quarterback, you'd much rather be at LSU
than
Michigan.
Yeah, but I wasn't saying the Michigan-LSU debate, but if he's the top prospect, everybody wants him. I mean, Brian Kelly and what's going on there.
Well, but John's right. Like, you've got tremendous talent at wide receiver, and you do have two Heisman Trophies coming from there.
If I'm a quarterback, I absolutely want to go to LSU.
In the last 5 years, two Heisman Trophy
But
winners.
That one of them had nothing to do with Brian Kelly.
But this one did.
Who's the OC at
– And, oh, by the way, Nussmeier is up there, and that's
good.
All he does
but
is throw.
Nussmeier's not good.
Well, he's not good, Dell. But
it's the talent.
But if I'm a quarterback, I would love to go there.
But the talent comes from Louisiana, though.
Is Jaden Daniels – OC the same guy who's there now, or he left?
I don't know.
I thought he moved on.
I think he moved on. Yeah.
So that's another thing. I mean, if I'm looking at Brian Kelly's not why I would go there. I would go there for an OC.
Kids don't get that deep. And OCs leave all the time. If you're a good OC, you're going to be gone.
Yeah. By the way, you're in the SEC in a premier program.
I'm not picking LSU over all the other quarterback factories right now when Brian Kelly's there.
I'd rather just go to Alabama.
I'd go to Ohio State.
I'd go to Alabama, yeah.
It wasn't a Michigan versus LSU thing. It's an LSU versus everybody thing.
Maybe, you know, LSU is up there, though.
Are you just going to eat cracklins all day?
Yeah.
Well,
have a heart attack?
Listen, the number one point guard in the country just picked University of Houston. He's got two top five kids. He's got two top five kids now. Kelvin Sampson.
Can this one shoot?
No, is that the same one? It's a different kid.
It's a different one that can't shoot.
He committed yesterday, and I screenshot it. I think I screenshot it. I'll find it. The scouting report has to work on his jump shot.
Oh, my God. It's almost like you got to lead with that before Kelvin will consider you.
He's a good defender, of course.
Check.
Like, what they said was the jump shot has to be worked on. He can knock down shots, but of course they led with the most important thing. It needs some work.
Yeah. Well, no, I think the checklist is, hey, can you defend? Yeah. Do you play? Can you box out? Do you rebound? Yes. Can you shoot? No. Good. You're in. Okay.
Can you defend multiple positions? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
That's important. Shoot free throws? No.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He plays with toughness, plays with good pace, and makes good decisions in traffic, delivering passes from multiple levels off a live dribble. He will need to continue working on the jump shot. He has a two-hand release at times, especially off the catch. That will need cleaning. He is a good pull-up shooter and can get above the rim in traffic. But, you know, they led with the jump shot needs to be improved. So that fits the profile.
Yeah.
Kingston Flemings is the name.
My guy told me, I had a serious conversation yesterday about starting a portal business where all I do is evaluate, because I got a friend of mine who was an assistant GM in the NFL who's not working now. It's just starting a business where we just do nothing but portal. He's like, you would make so much more than you make with the NFL. All you'd be doing is portal stuff and consulting with teams. He goes, this is life. You literally would, you're creating a free agency business, and it's free agency every year with some of the biggest players. Carson Beck. If I'm Carson Beck, I do not go into the draft after this year. You got to put some better tape. You probably stay at Georgia, because Georgia will pay to keep their own guys. They don't buy guys, but they'll pay to keep their own guys.
If I'm Kirby, do I want that back?
It depends. I don't know that he's the greatest leader behind closed doors. So you might be right about that. I don't know who Kirby has coming in. I do know he's talented. But, man, is the decision-making been poor. And you can't go into the draft putting that stuff on. I always hear people, if you go in the first round, it's a no-brainer. Listen, you guys have to quit thinking about this first 4 year stuff, because if you go in and you're set to fail, then you may not, like, it's much better to go somewhere and succeed than go somewhere and fail just because you get in the first round of the draft. By the way, at some point today, I'm reaching out to an old friend of ours, John, and I'll wait to see if we're here back. But, we got to talk about, as a matter of fact, when we come back, I want to bring up Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. It goes tonight. And I want to gauge both of your excitement, and anyone who wants to call in and talk about it, 713-780-3776.
All right, I want to talk about Robin over at Houston Powder Coaters. I want to talk about the greatness that is Houston Powder Coaters, the 5-star Google reviews. And that's, I mean, a lot of people go by that. I mean, I don't do that, but I know a lot of people do. And you know what? When you go and see their Google reviews, you're going to be like, yeah, holy crap, these people do a great job. If you're looking for the best way to powder coat whatever it is that you need powder coated, and there's all kinds of things that you, I mean, you got boat parts, you've got rims, wheels, lift kits, bumpers, there's all kinds of stuff for your car, for your boat. Patio furniture is obvious as something that's metal, and the metal is just better. It's just better if it's older. The metal is not as good. Today's metal is just not as good. So you might want to keep that stuff. By the way, it might be a lot cheaper to just powder coat what you've got than buying, if you're going to buy really good furniture, right? Because the really good furniture is really expensive, and Houston Powder Coater is going to save, and there might be some, you know, some sentimental value to what that patio furniture or that car or whatever it is that you have. So there's that too. So what is that worth to you? And Houston Powder Coaters will come pick it up, free pickup and delivery. You can see their work all over the place. I mean, all over the place. Herman Park, at NRG, the Downtown Aquarium, West Side Tennis Club, everywhere. I mean, they're all over. So you're looking for the best way to get that stuff looking good again, 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.